गीता 1.41 संकरो नरकायैव कुलघ्नानां कुलस्य च पतन्ति पितरो येषां लुप्तपिण्डोदकक्रियः. हियर कृष्ण अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग डिस्क्राइबिंग हिज रीजंस फॉर डिजिस्टिंग फ्रॉम द वॉर एंड ही हैज सेड हाउ द डायनेस्टी विल गेट डिस्ट्रॉयड. And if the dynasty is destroyed, then adharma will prevail. And now he is going ahead and saying that the prevalence of adharma will cause problems for many generations, past and future. So how is that? Sankaro Narakayaiva. Naraka refers to hell, but the word hell is often used in a metaphorical sense. It is like hell. That means some places where it is a place of great suffering, then it was like hell. So those who were victimized in the Holocaust, they would say the concentration camps were like hell. So, Naraka, Krishna is saying that when Sankara, when unwanted progeny rule, spread over the world, dominate the world, and the world becomes like hell. You know, the quality of citizen, quality of a kingdom is determined not just by the kind of facilities that are there in the kingdom, or even by the kind of leaders that are present. Yes, these are important, but most importantly, the kind of people that are generally present determine the quality of a place. So, if the people are degraded, then the place itself will also be naturally miserable. There are some places where thieves abound and there is no law and order, then going to that place is like hellish. You know, every step that we take, we have to watch our shoulder and make sure that our pocket is not slit or even our belly is not slit by some thieves, footsteps. So now, there may be that kind of people in some localities. But what if that kind of people were what was predominating the world? Then Sankaro Narakayaiva. And this will happen Kulagnanam Kulasthicha. To both those who destroy the dynasty and the dynasty both. That's because once the population becomes ungodly, cruel, barbaric, then whichever dynasty is ruling, it will make that dynasty's life hellish. So, Sankara, nowadays, people don't understand that the caliber of people that is born depends on the nature of the consciousness, the level of consciousness of the people who are uniting. John Lennon once said that most of Europe is born over a bottle of wine on Saturday night. Actually, in today's hookup culture and even with one night stands, people just unite and sometimes they get pregnant and they have children. So now, literally sometimes these children are unwanted progeny. This is how Prabhupada translates Varna Sankara. unwanted progeny, that means the mother doesn't want it, the father doesn't want it, and they even abort them. But sometimes even if they don't abort, unwanted here doesn't just refer to the fact that the parents don't want them. Unwanted essentially means that their quality is such that that is not the quality of people who would be desired. Just like, you know, if a teacher is starting a class, a teacher would want good students. You know, what teacher will want the worst students who are going to, who have no interest in studies and are going to disrupt the discipline and are going to make life hell for the teacher? So, similarly, sankaro narakayaiva, if the proper samskaras are not performed, then the souls that are attracted are of a low grade. And although culture and education and samskaras, post-birth samskaras, can help to some extent, but beyond a particular point, there is simply frustration and not much can be done. So of course, now this is not at all for parents to abandon their children, thinking them to be varnasankara. We should not judge people based on the conditions of their birth, but rather where the parents have a sense of responsibility, then they want to make everything favorable for getting good children, including having good conditions of birth. So here Krishna is not talking about, Arjuna is not saying that children should be abandoned, but he is saying that precautions should be taken so that low caste population is not born. Just like when a hospital is flooded with patients because there is an epidemic. Now, it's not that the hospital is going to abandon the patient. The hospital will try to offer the best service possible. But if that epidemic can be prevented and it is told at that time that, you know, don't let, don't be negligent about taking the medicines, taking the vaccines, taking the antibiotics. Otherwise, there'll be a medical catastrophe, a medical nightmare, and the hospital will become like hell with so many patients everywhere, everybody suffering, and so few places, so few beds, so few doctors. It'll all become like hell. So it's not meant as a rationalization of apathy towards the patients who are there. Rather, it is a warning for precaution before such a disastrous situation comes up. So, same way, whatever children we have, we should take care of them. But also the point is that we should try to avoid varnasankara. That is the point which Arjuna is making over here. And we will see that Yudhishthir, along with Arjuna, after the war, did make abandoned measures for taking care of all the victims of the war, the orphans and the widows and everyone. They were all taken adequately care of. So, kulagnanam kulasya cha. And both dynasties will be affected when Varnasankara is there. And patanti pitaroya esham lupta pindo dakakriyaha. So, we have various duties. One of the duties is the duties to the ancestors. And that is doing pindadan. And the pindadan which is done ensures that they have adequate pious credits to continue their stay in the higher planets. So, this is a concern repeatedly expressed in the scriptures, that if I don't have a son who can do pindadan for me, and then the kings worry, how will I be able to continue? What will happen to my future destination? So therefore, the important thing is that one needs to recognize one's responsibility, recognize that one is that we are all embedded in a interdependent world, in a deeply interconnected society, and our actions will have consequences for many people. And Arjuna is pointing out future consequences of Kulakshaya, of fighting and leading to Kulakshaya, destruction of the dynasty, and therefore he is giving a reason why we should not fight. So the general principle we can learn is that knowing that our actions are going to affect many, many people, we need to carefully consider those actions before making a decision about how to act. Thank you.